afternoon, gamblers. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. How's everyone doing today? How you guys? How you guys doing, guys?
I'm all right. Came back a little bit. You know, I was 3-3-1 last night.
That is Todd McComas. He is a gambler. I am Tony Intangibles. I am a gambler.
But I want to hear from Tony Kuiper, though, because there were some fun little draft action yesterday.
Tony Kuipes?
Tony Kuiper. Tony McShay. Yeah. What do we got there? I mean, how did we do on those props on the draft?
You want to talk about the prop bets that I gave out yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, I see him here. I had Drew Lock over 10.5. Does anyone know where Drew Lock went?
Yeah, he's still out there.
Oh, he didn't. That's a winner. Montez Sweat over 7.5.
Attaboy.
Any idea where the fuck he went?
Yeah, we're in the 20s.
Yeah, 20s. That was a non-sweat there. Under 2.5 wide receivers.
Oh,
Two went.
Yeah, how'd you do, Tony?
And then DK Metcalf over 18.5. Does anyone know when he went?
Attaboy. He still did not.
He did not. A lot of non-fucking sweating.
Fucking Tony Kuiper.
Prop bets out there for 4-0 day. We talked about possibly doing a very little toe dip over 3.5 quarterbacks, after Daniel Jones went at fucking 6, I thought was a lock, but then... And then
Bumpkiss.
Drew Lock fucking sat there all night long with his shitty hair and just looked really, really... He actually didn't look bad in the green room. He didn't look miserable. Like years ago, like Rodgers, when he was sitting there, looked miserable. Fucking Johnny Manziel's looked miserable sitting back
Haskins
there.
Haskins looked miserable when he got
he
picked.
But miserable.
But it wasn't when it, for who picked him. It was for where he went.
Correct. I mean, yes.
People were saying, oh, he does not want to go to Washington.
The draft was awesome as always. The Raiders... will and always seem to be, will be the Raiders.
Wow.
Dave Gettleman is not great.
How long has he got? He's got a season?
I'm surprised he's making picks tonight.
No.
I'm surprised that the Maras have not just come down and been like, anyone. Like, take Daniel Jones. Take him. No, do I know if he's going to be good or not?
No.
Absolutely not.
Nobody knows.
Nobody fucking knows. But when you take a guy, at least maybe have...
Low upside?
But better reasons for taking him. Yeah. He admitted that he didn't see him one time until he went to the Senior Bowl and watched 3 fucking possessions and said, that's my fucking guy.
The best part about that is the Giants got all 3 MVPs of the Senior Bowl the last 3 years. So
they're big Senior Bowl guys.
Like Davis Webb is in there, you know what I'm saying? It's like, is Daniel Jones another Davis Webb, or is he going to be leading an offense?
Todd, how did you feel about your Indianapolis Colts trading out?
I 100% trust Chris Ballard as a thing.
As you should.
The receiver, I can't remember his name, that the Patriots ended up getting. I was kind of hoping we might reach out for him.
Yep.
But obviously he knows more than I do. They're going to end up with a very, very strong second round, and I'm sure it's going to be fruitful as fuck.
They have 3 second round picks, 1 third round pick. That third round pick tonight is going to be introduced by the one and only Pat McAfee, our friend boss, so make sure you tune in to the channels to watch that tonight.
And put the volume up.
It's going to be electric.
You're going
to
want to hear it.
Would you trade your second round pick next year that you gained in that when they traded out of the first round to? Would you trade your third? I'm sorry, that future around,
second.
Yeah, to get a second this year. They give that in your third round for this year.
1,000%.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen.
A little birdie told me this, boys. It's a second round draft this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a second round heavy draft. For whatever that means, it's like guys aren't crossing off all the boxes to be considered a number one, but there's heavy, heavy, heavy personnel and heavy talent in the second round.
And the reason why I just say yes to that, Todd, is for that. And then also, you're still going to have your second round pick next year. But Ballard does seem like someone who does not overreact, is very patient, and probably would be happy with having 2 seconds next year just to have the ability to do maybe move up in the first next year if it's a completely different draft next year. The Steelers did not have a second round pick tonight because they traded theirs away to move up 10 picks to get their guy.
I love that when people move up because they covet a guy, and that's a sideline to sideline guy.
Very sideline to sideline guy. I love it because I trust Colbert because the only other 2 times that he's moved up, was for Troy Polamalu and Santonio Holmes.
Great tip right there. And you know this. I'm serious about this. Have the Steelers blown a defensive?
Yes.
Have they been known to blow a defensive pick in the last, let's say, 5 to 8 years?
Ziggy Hood was not a great
pick.
Right. Other than that, like.
Just on the defensive side.
You mean like in the first round?
I'm saying across the board. I mean, you're going to hit on a six, Tony. You know, I get that. And either he makes it or he doesn't. But I'm talking in the top three rounds. Have they missed on defensive guys?
Yes. Ziggy Hood, Artie Burns.
Oh, Artie Burns. Yeah,
who looked good.
Yeah, he did.
And then I don't know what happened to him this season. There's been a couple safeties who haven't been great in the second, third rounds. But when they move up and get a guy like this, I trust them.
Yeah.
It's something that I trust. And that was the weakest point of the Steelers' defense was the middle linebacker. They didn't really have anyone who can cover, and he is someone who can. He's very athletic.
Does he fill the Shazier role?
Ryan Shazier was an athletic freak.
Yeah.
And Shazier ran a 4.3 at the combine. Devin Bush ran a 4.4. So he is
comparable,
a faster linebacker. I don't think anyone can fill Ryan Shazier's shoes. But he is someone that I enjoy. I did hear a story last night where the defensive coordinator from Michigan was on his way to chew out the defense. Devin Bush stopped him, said, "Let me do it." So I enjoy his intangibles.
Yeah, Tony Tang.
I enjoy his intangibles.
There you go.
Looking forward to the draft tonight. There's a lot of big names still left out there. There's also one NBA game tonight, so let's get into that. It is Golden State and the Clippers. The line is at 10.5, I believe I saw it. Let me double-check on that. I'll say this right now. I'm not going to touch it. I can't get a read on this series right now. If anything, just being a fucking dumb gambler, I would take Golden State and then watch them win by 5 or 6. But what do you guys have? You got anything, Todd?
I'll go ahead and start.
I go this. Last year, we weren't in this situation. Sort of, but yes and no. He already said I'm staying. This year, we don't know what Durant's doing. Mm-hmm. And it's that elephant in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? With these guys that are saying, hey, we're in for the long haul. We got Draymond. Is he going to stick? We got Clay. Is he going to stick? Steph will be there. KD. And I just think if there is a crack in their armor, it's in the locker room where they're saying, hey, we're not all on the same page because we had our future together and we don't know what the future is now. So I'm saying I trust this team, and I'm taking them to cover the 10 tonight. I'm taking them. I'm still not giving up on these guys to blow out teams.
So that's where I'm at on it.
It's
not only like the what is KD going to do next year, but it's also this is the fourth. They've been to four straight finals. They've won three of them.
Right.
There's a motivation factor. There's a lot of fucking wear and tear on those legs the last 4 years. So, I mean, I'm still not going to bet against the Warriors. Right. But I like what you're saying. Todd, what do you got?
I think I'm going to take the over at 232.5. I mean, the over has hit 3 out of 5 games in the series, 3 out of the last
That's
60%.
4. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and 3
That's
out of
75%.
The last 4, they're on a run. So if anything, I feel more confident about that than I do one way or another on the fucking spread because, I mean, yeah, Golden State could win this by 30.
Right.
But they are going to win, I think, but they could win it by fucking 30.
But it also could be the matchup that they hate, you know, with Patrick Beverley out there defensively. These guys could have their number, mm-hmm. and they somehow get out of the first round and roll through the second. That's what I'm anticipating. I don't know if I'm right on it or not,
mm-hmm.
but they match up well. But I'm at minus 10, I'm still like, guys, until you can knock them off the mountain, I'm taking them.
So I'm going to throw the minus 10 and the Warriors and the over 232.5 in there in the cup of coffee a day parlay. That's the only NBA game tonight. There is a fuck ton of Major League Baseball games. Gorms, is it rain out today for you?
I got one today.
Oh, you got MLB? What do you got?
I am going Seattle. They got Kikuchi throwing right now. Okay. They put up 14 runs yesterday.
Yeah,
so I'm going to throw this at Trendy Todd.
Okay.
I'd like to do the Fast Five.
What?
Which that's what I call it, the Fast Five.
Not the first five, but the fast five.
You get your money quicker. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I do like that.
I'm just saying, hey, the guy that's throwing against them today, not great. He's got almost 5 ERA.
Fucking Shelby Miller.
Kikuchi's going with basically a 2-point ERA.
Sure.
And I'm just saying, hey,
so are you,
keep the bats hot. Let's go with the first five and take Seattle to win the game.
First five minus a half or first five money line? for Seattle.
I would go money line on that. Let's get money in our pocket and not get greedy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I am getting greedy today in the MLB.
Oh, boy.
You know, I just had a really, really good feeling about the games that I took today. I'm going to go with my – I'll go pick, and then, Todd, you could go, and then we'll go back and forth. My first one is the Nats and Max Scherzer. I have the utmost confidence in the man against the San Diego Padres, who are number 26th in the league in runs per game. Scherzer's record hasn't been great this year, but he's still fucking striking everybody out. I like Scherzer here, and I'm going the run line minus 1.5 for the Nats today.
Okay.
That is my first pick. Todd, what do you got?
My favorite pick of my three is St. Louis, money line at home against the Reds.
Okay.
The Reds are starting Di Sclafani. I hope I'm saying that correctly. He allowed four runs in four innings against the Cards earlier this year. The Cardinals have Mikolas. He hasn't been great this year, but the Reds are ranked dead last hitting against right-handed pitching and hitting on the road. Mm-hmm. Both those things are in play today.
The Reds aren't great. What's that guy's name? Mikolas.
Mikolas.
That's a character. Mikolas. That's my character in Dark Waters. We got to take him.
Hey, there we go. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much of a problem for them to handle the Reds today.
Tony's walking out.
No, I mean, it's a sign, Bruce. It's a sign.
I mean, we look for anything here on Bro Lopez.
All right, so you're going Cards. My next game is I'm actually going fucking Toronto.
Tony Canada.
Tony fucking Canada. I mean, Vlad's son's up.
Yeah, he is. Let's go. Vlad Jr., baby.
And then fucking Fires for the A's. Has an 8.28 ERA. And he has pitched no more than five innings in his last three outings. He's given up six earned runs in each. So I am actually, did I go first five? Let me look here real quick. Yep, I did first five, Toronto minus the half for that. So I'm going in. Toronto has Stroman on the mound, 1.76 ERA versus Fires, who's 8.28. I'm going with Toronto there. Todd, what do you got?
The Brewers, the Dogs taking the money line on the road against the Mets. The Mets are starting Jacob deGrom, which I understand pretty decent, but
pretty decent.
6-16 in his last 22 home starts. And the Brewers they hit very well against him. I read they hit 313 against him lifetime with the starting lineup that you'll see tonight. And the Brewers are starting Chase Anderson. They're 5-2 in his past seven starts. And 20-6 following an off day. So I like the Brewers as the
That's a good dig. I like that.
DeGrom also coming off a little bit of a scare, an injury scare. Mm-hmm. The MRI was negative, but you know, you never know what's in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
My next pick, I am going with the Atlanta Braves. Max Fried is 3-0 this season with a 1.38 ERA. So I'm taking him against the Rockies. Let's not make it any more difficult than that. Todd, do you have any more?
I do have one more.
Okay.
Baltimore, Minnesota. I'm going to take the over, believe it or not, 9.5. The over is 17-9 for the Orioles this year, 13-9 for the Twins. Alex Cobb is starting for the Orioles with an ERA of 11.88, and the over is 2-0 when he starts. So I like our odds there.
I am, to build off of that, I am taking the Twins. He has a last outing against the Twins. Your boy Alex Cobb went 2.2 innings, gave up 10 hits and 9 earned runs. So I'm also taking the Twins in that game. And then Pirates, Dodgers under first five. Nice little matchup of decent pitchers there with Chris Archer and Hyang Ying Ruru. So I'm going under in the first five there. A lot of baseball picks today. Is that okay with you, Jeff?
That's fine by me.
I mean, it seems like you're not a big...
Let me get there. I mean, I'm going to eat that at some point, but I still got my entree. My entree is the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a weird eater.
I'll get to that.
I eat the sides first. Like, if...
What, you eat dessert first and then go to the sides?
Well, I'm a buffet guy, so when I walk out, I can only deal with what they've put out for me. So if my favorite item, if there's only, you know, one of those on the buffet, I can only eat one.
Right.
I'm going to starve. I'm not going to just eat one type of food. I'm going to have to eat the other stuff as well.
Use your head, Jeff.
So I just walked into a buffet where there's one entree of NBA, and then the rest of it's MLB.
Gotcha. All right, so let's
got to protect.
Let's roll through those MLB picks real quick.
Kind of hungry.
I have first five under four Pirates Dodgers. I have the Twins minus 1.5 run line there. I have the Braves first five run line, which is minus 0.5. I have the Blue Jays first five money line. I have the Washington Nationals first five money line. We also have the Seattle Mariners from Gorms, the St. Louis Cardinals from Todd, the Brewers from Todd, and the over 9.5 Twins Orioles from Todd. We now go to the ice. We welcome in Nikki Skates, host of the popular podcast That's Hockey Talk, that could be found on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. It features A.Q. Shipley, center for the Arizona Cardinals, who has a new starting quarterback, and Jeffrey Gorman. It's one of the greatest podcasts
formerly
that I've ever heard.
Also known as Mikolas in Miklos. The movie Dark Waters.
That's true. Subscribe, rate.
No, Nick, you weren't here. There's a Mikolas throwing today in the major, so we said, hey, we got to take him.
We got to take him. So let's go to NHL games tonight. What are you thinking? Colorado Avalanche, San Jose Sharks, Carolina Hurricanes, New York Islanders. Islanders, Hurricanes is first. Let's start there.
Yeah, I'm going to make it real easy for you. Take the home teams. Game one, love home teams starting off a playoff series. I'm going to take the Islanders at home, minus 140. And then in the late game, taking the Sharks at home, minus 135.
Sharks.
Okay. My question on that. My question, and it's just a question, because I cannot pick an NHL game currently.
Okay.
So I'll play it myself. Don't put anything that I say on the NHL in a cup of coffee or parlay, because I want the people to win. But what about the legs, Nick?
What
I'm talking
about
the legs. These guys have played a long series. I'm talking about San Jose. I'm talking about Carolina. The Islanders and Colorado have been sitting back, not on the beach, but their morning skates, you know, that's been about it. And then they go watch TV for a while.
That's
so.
A fair point. We saw it happen to Columbus
last night.
But I just think that the Islanders are a well-coached team. I think Barry Trotz is going to have them ready to play. The only thing that worries me is they're playing in Barclays. They're playing in Brooklyn.
So stupid.
No more Nassau.
Not,
no.
So dumb.
Not Nassau. So, but I still like... I still like starting off the series, taking the home team.
Okay, I'm not gonna go against you. Two great 3-2 start games last night for the second round. All right, so let's do our cup of coffee a day parlay. I gotta go through it here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Keep going.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 picks.
Oh, Tony Cash.
We gotta lose 3 to get down to 10. So I'm going to take one of mine out. Let's take out Pirates, Dodgers under first five. The Dodgers are a really good hitting lineup. They could just fucking bomb Archer. So I'm going to take that out. Do you guys,
if we're going to take the Twins,
okay,
money line, then I think we should get rid of the over.
Are you sure?
Okay. I mean, I think they're going to hit the over, but I also think the Twins shouldn't have much of a problem winning this game.
I agree.
Because of the pitching matchup.
Okay. I agree 1,000%.
So. Got one more to burn?
You're confident on the Warriors minus 10?
Well, yeah, I'm not coming in with a lot, and I'm going to ride Nick's coattails on the NHL. So I'm going to go that San Jose is tough. I always had the Islanders, but I'm going to go with San Jose, take Nick, so... All that's on, you know, I got nothing. You want to take my Mariners out, don't you?
No.
Kikuchi's on the mound.
I don't. Let me.
They're going to win. I would rather us drop the Brewers because they're the dog.
Okay.
I mean, I like all the reasons I listed of why I think they'll win, but I would rather take that out than Seattle.
Let's keep your Milwaukee in there. I like that dig.
You know? Yeah.
Listen, and we have everyone. We've given out all of our picks. Everyone knows what they are, so you could build your own 10-team parlay.
Build your own. Sure. It's like an omelet bar.
Certain sites will let you do 12. The site's not working for me right now, so that's why we have to do a fucking 10 today. It would have been a lot easier to do 12. But here, let me give you the 10 that we have. We have the Minnesota Twins to win. We have the Atlanta Braves, first five.
Acuna.
We have the Toronto Blue Jays, first five. That, you know what? I might take out that one. Let's take out that one.
Okay.
And then we'll put your Brewers back in. How's
okay.
that sound?
All right.
Just because the Blue Jays are not great.
No.
I mean, anything could happen with that team. So
don't upset we'll Canada, do, Tony. You're Tony Canada.
No, I mean, I don't think Canada really gives a fuck. to be honest with you,
it's hockey playoffs. They're still a little.
They're not even
they're
watching.
Still
the
a little
Blue
sore.
Jays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Gorms?
Yeah, I do.
All right, hold on. My computer's being slow. All right, so let's roll through this again. Minnesota Twins run line. Okay, We have Atlanta Braves first five run line, which is minus a half.
That's a fast five.
We have Washington Nationals fast five run line minus a half.
Boom, get your money.
We have the Warriors Clippers over 232.5. Warriors minus 10.5. The Mariners minus 170. Cards minus 150. Islanders minus 140. Sharks minus 135. Brewers plus 160.
There we go.
For the dog.
Love that, Todd.
We have our little Friday special, $5 to win $2,500.
That's not bad. No, I mean, that's not bad. That's better than a kick in the grapes.
You're having a nice little weekend if we hit this today going in. You know what I mean?
Love it, man. What a weekend for sport.
What a weekend for sports. What a weekend for entertainment. We have Avengers Endgame and Game of Thrones. What a time to be alive.
Real quick, off the gambling page. It came to my head, and I said earlier, do you guys like an omelet bar? Are you okay at an omelet bar?
Big omelet bar.
Big omelet station.
Make your own?
I'm a big make my own.
Anything then. Yeah, I am too. Big on the omelet bar.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for that.
I get crazy with my ingredients too.
I'll see you tomorrow at the omelet bar.
I guess so, man. Hell, you might see me in an hour. I'm going to find one here in India.
All right, everyone, have a great weekend, and we wish you the best of luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.